No fancy intros this week. It's time to get down to business. How am I seeing? Are you seeing me on the...
Well, look at this stupid thing. Oh, jeez.
There's always a little bit of time doing this here, folks. Wonderful. All right. We are here. Red Pill Live.
All right, so let's do it. What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into Truth is Scary, the Red Pill Podcast. I'm Kevin Sabo with Kevrock Entertainment, back with Joseph Peterson, truthisscary.com. So, everything that's coming out right now is crazy, with not only it being alternative media, finally, reporting on everything that's in our food and everything that's going on with Monsanto, and there being DNA in hot dogs. And you were just telling me that you shared that story, what, like a week before the mainstream media got a hold of it?
Yeah, well, what I've been noticing lately, I mean, actually this morning, I'm, you know, the mainstream news is on at noon, and they're talking about human DNA being found in hot dogs, which is a story that I posted, like, end of last week, sometime, like a week ago. Yeah, and apparently, so now they tested a bunch of hot dogs from a bunch of different manufacturers, and they found not only human DNA in, like, 10% of them, but... they also found that in kosher hot dogs, there was pork. Mm-hmm. I mean, in vegan hot dogs.
There's always been fucked up shit in hot dogs.
In vegan hot dogs, they found meat byproducts and stuff like that. So, you know, what they're coming out with basically is the stuff that we've known for a long time.
Yeah.
That this stuff is poison and that it will kill you. You know, let's put it down. I don't care if it's got human DNA. I don't care if it's got human feces in it. I don't care what it's got in it. It's fucking poison and it'll kill you. And I've known this for years. That's why I'm a vegetarian and a vegan.
Yeah.
But, you know, here now, I don't eat those damn vegan hot dogs either. I literally eat fruits and vegetables. That's right. The bottom line. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, because I've known this for a while. The other story that came out, which a lot of people are all fucked up about, is the fact that processed meats cause cancer.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, gee, and now that's a story I posted over a year ago. I mean, that's been out for a while in the alternative media. We've known about that. But yeah, and when they say processed meats, they mean like bologna, bacon, ham, anything like that, and hot dogs, of course.
Yeah,
that are processed with what they call nitrates, and they find out, of course, they're poisonous, and people are dying. You know, people have been getting cancer more and more rapidly and at much higher rates. And this is why. And now they're finally telling you why. Because they're pushing bacon down your throat like pigs. You know, you might as well eat pigs. You are fucking gross pigs. You might as well eat pigs. So they're pushing it down your throat. You know, the Baconator and this wrapped in bacon. And here you go. It's killing you. Yeah. You wonder why you all have cancer. Because you've been eating poisonous fucking bacon all these years. Yum, yum, yum. Have it. Have your chicken wings and have your bacon and all your processed foods. And that's what happens, and this is why we have the cancer rates. Now, people who are up on this and who have been studying it and reading about it and who don't just get their news from the mainstream media, now that the mainstream media has finally decided to report on it, but have known about this for years.
Yeah, exactly.
I've known about this for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
It's just kind of common sense, you know,
if you
really look at it.
I'm always curious to see how long it's going to take something that you've read up on in the alternative media for so long to finally come out in the mainstream. And sometimes there's certain things that they keep from the mainstream entirely, and then sometimes it's only a matter of time. I figured with this particular situation, talking about everything that's in our food, there's so many things that won't be discussed because people consider it to be conspiracy, and then it's something, this is one of those things that was going to get out, because this is, people will talk about this.
People's health they're putting it in their body.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, dude, the lag time is getting closer. It's getting quicker.
Yeah.
I go to Yahoo. I'm not a Google guy. My homepage is Yahoo, right? Because I look at their little news feed. And, dude, a lot of the stories I have posted on TIS will show up on Yahoo the next fucking day.
Yeah.
So literally, I really believe that they're scouring the alternative media and looking for interesting stories.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these stories, they come from RT. Let's look here. I can tell you right now. I know they had the DNA hot dog story on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they had the processed meats.
And you said it was about a week with that one, with the hot dogs?
Yeah. It was about a week for me. I did it last week at some point. But yeah, I mean, they have all these different things. They got Russell Brand here. Russell Brand slams Katy Perry for her vapid lifestyle.
Okay.
What about his vapid lifestyle? You know? No, they don't really have it on here now. I saw it earlier, but... You know, either way, I've seen a lot. Another one that I saw right here on Yahoo was the asteroid that's supposed to hit or pass by Earth real close on Halloween.
Yep.
And then there's WTF.
Right.
Have you heard about that?
No.
The WTF that's going to hit the Earth in a month.
Uh-oh.
It's called WTF. I say, what the fuck? They don't have a name for it, but it's a man-made object.
No shit.
Cylindrical in shape.
And this also came out in
hurling,
mainstream?
And it was on Yahoo, yeah.
Oh,
hurling towards Earth. And I reported on it a few days ago, but then I saw it on Yahoo. So, I mean, the mainstream, certain sites, I mean, this one was on the local news about the DNA and the hot dogs and the processed meats.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mainstream. That broke. But, yeah, the asteroid coming around on Halloween and the WTF object that's going to hit Earth in about a month. They've all hit mainstream, and that was usually stuff that was usually buried in the, you know, in the alternative media.
Yes, I hate to have the told you so mentality and throw it in people's faces, and that's not exactly what I'm doing, but it only makes everything that the alternative media, well, not everything, but it only makes the alternative world of media more credible when it's something that was always, oh, of course, that can't be accounted for because it's the alternative media. Well, how many times are you going to say that before you see that all the stories that you're reading in the alternative media, or at least a good amount of them, the important ones, are coming out in mainstream? And like you said, the lag time is getting shorter, so it's only going to be a matter of time before...
I mean, even JFK, they just came out with a report that the CIA covered it up.
Yeah, but that's how it used to be. It used to be like these things would take a while to finally be known as truth.
That's
it's
a
conspiracy.
While.
Yeah, it was. That's the way it always was, right? There was like that three that cycle of that truth goes through, and it's conspiracy first before it's eventually truth. And usually that would take years before something that was always a conspiracy is now regarded as truth. But like you said, the lag time is getting shorter.
Yeah, it is. It's getting shorter.
Yeah. So there's still going to be those areas where there's information you're only going to get from the alternative media, but maybe not for long. I mean, the way at the rate it's going right now, when you don't always have to go to alternative media to see something. And it's
well, I'll tell you what else they're picking up on mainstream. What? When I've seen some of these cop beating videos.
Yeah.
The kid in the classroom.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
That was on
brutal.
Mainstream. I saw another one that was done in New York, right at Tompkins Square, not Washington Square Park, mm-hmm. was on there today. The mainstream is picking up on these cop beatings that people are picking up on their cell phones.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, too. I mean, all these things, the cell phone thing has really helped this kind of thing get exposed a lot more. The violence with the cops, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
Like that. And I think the next thing that's going to come out is the geoengineering and the chemtrails.
Yeah, that's bound to.
I think that's bound to come out mm-hmm. because people know about it now. And yesterday was horrible. They totally sprayed the entire sky white. It was horrible, horrible. But, you know, so these things are definitely now coming to the fore. More and more people know about it, which right. is good.
Well, it's something that's bound to happen eventually, you know, especially with the topics that are coming out now. I mean, you're not going to hear everything from the alternative media and mainstream, obviously.
Well,
some
yeah,
of it,
there's
some of
stuff
it just
that's
can't
bunk.
Be. Yeah, of course. Well, there's the shit that's invalid. Then there's the things that, you know, the mainstream can't bring to the public, you know, for obvious reasons.
Right.
But then these are the ones that people are concerned about their health, and people know, you know, people, I mean, they don't call it junk food for no reason. Like with the food ordeal, it's like everybody knows that this shit is bad for you. But to what degree is now what's
right.
coming out? You need to know right. exactly why this shit is as bad as people say it is.
Right. And what you got to get the sheeps waking up to is who's really doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you know there's something wrong with your food and that they're but who's fucking with it and why are they doing it
right?
That's when you got to get them deeper into the rabbit hole. Do you
exactly.
know what I mean? Where they got to start knowing about Monsanto and you know how evil they are and you know the whole deal where it all comes from, all the different food companies, the fact that really only five or six people own all the major food companies and all the major media companies in the entire world, you know?
Yeah, but exactly. The moral of the story here, though, is obviously what the great thing that I think this is showing is just don't discount everything you see in the alternative media. Don't
no.
discount stories because, oh, well, that wasn't mainstream, so there you go. It's not valid.
Right,
and
exactly.
This shows you why. You need to pay attention to all stories.
Right, all stories.
Yeah, and if you read up on something that's bullshit, then it's bullshit. But you're going to hear a lot of truth that doesn't come out of just mainstream media.
Right, I get a lot of flack from people for posting some stories that I kind of know are iffy, but it's just for that reason. Like, what if?
Yeah, exactly.
You never know. Maybe this could be true. I just posted one that kind of disturbed me.
What do you got?
The world would be thrown into darkness for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
In November, from like November 15th to the 29th. The world will be thrown into darkness.
I've seen that a lot too, yeah.
And they had a quite nice scientific explanation for why, something about Jupiter and Venus crossing paths and creating some gaseous dust and it overheats the sun and I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they said it came from NASA, you know, so now I saw it on about 5 or 6 different sites. You know, that's usually my rule of thumb, and there are certain ones I go to.
Was it all alternative media?
Yeah, that hasn't hit mainstream.
Okay.
So that's what makes me wonder, you know, is it bullshit or is it true?
Yeah, but it ain't going to kill you to read an article.
Right. You make up your own freaking mind.
That's the bottom line.
And that's my whole philosophy. Make up your own freaking mind. Whether it's true. I'm not telling you it's real or not.
Yeah, but what I always say, and it's nothing original, but it's just even if a story has a speck of validity, you know, you're starting in the right direction, and then maybe you don't come to the outcome of what the story represents as a whole of what it's trying to say, and some of it might not be factual, but even if some of it is, you might get a different result in the outcome when you take the whole thing into perspective, but there's still some validity. There's still a reason people are saying something like this. It isn't as if it was just pulled out of somebody's ass and thrown out of the internet. I mean, and that is the case sometimes, but if it has some validity, if it has some factual information, then you know why you're reading it, and you know that it isn't something to be ignored 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's the bottom line.
Exactly. So I don't know if the world's going to be throwing, but I'll tell you, if it does, it's fucked. Yeah. There's a lot of things that can get fucked up from that. You better get ready. You
know what I mean?
I'm telling you. But no, it's definitely a good thing. I think it's a real positive thing that all this stuff is kind of coming out.
Yeah.
And even the Illuminati and all that to some degree.
Some degree.
With the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't think they're really taking it serious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not always.
But, you know, they think it's kind of cool.
That's the problem. It has become kind of a pop culture thing. I mean, I tend to be excited when anything that's usually only kept for the alternative media is coming out with people that aren't completely awake, because at least they're seeing a bit of a different side of the spectrum there. You know, where that takes them, you're not really sure. It doesn't help that it's a, like a pop culture thing for kids that like hip hop and everything. But I don't know. At least they're recognizing it.
Yeah, they're recognizing it, but they don't know what it's really about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Depends on what you do once you have that information. You're going to do your research, or are you just going to take it? Oh, the Illuminati. I've heard about that. From Jay-Z.
Well, you know, I think that whole term, the Illuminati, is what gives them the mystique.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It makes it alluring like that. It makes it kind of cool. If the people knew the truth, that it's just a bunch of fucking bankers and, you know, diplomats and government people who just get together and try and figure out how they're going to run the fucking world. It's, you know what I mean? And what they really think of the normal humans who live here, you know, they really think that we're nothing but their slaves and cattle.
Exactly.
Really. Like literally,
human farming.
The little people, they call us.
Yeah.
Us, not me. Fuck that. I'm not one of the little people. But they call them the little people. So if these people knew what they're, you know, if the kids who thought, oh, the Illuminati, how cool, I want to join, right? Dude, I have this one post that's on the site.
Yeah.
It was called Blood Sacrifices for Fame and Money, right?
Uh-huh.
That post is still the number one most hit post on that site.
Oh, yeah?
And I get the most comments on the threads and everything. Everybody's saying, I want to join. Please, I want money. Dude, I get emails from people who say, I want to join. How can I join?
Yeah.
I need money. I'm willing to sacrifice my cousin. You know, I mean, I'm serious. Go on the site sometime. Find that. It's
Holy
right. If
shit.
You go on the front page and it says, you know, most popular stories. And it's the number one.
Well,
you look at the comments on there, and these people are fucking nuts.
Yeah, people are nuts, but then it's also something that's like people just don't understand the whole picture here. And you know about this world more than I do, and you've probably done more research. I know you have than me when it comes to that whole thing. But with people that want to be entertainers, people just seem to have the wrong idea about this. People say, yeah, well, if I hit this level of mainstream, you know, whatever, I'll throw on a cloak and go to a party, and I can still believe whatever I want to believe, and I don't have to really be a part of it, but I can kind of act like I'm in with that crowd, and then there you go. I'm like, like, yo, you think that that's how it goes?
No, bullshit, dude. You don't get to act. Break. You got to do something.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
make you do something.
Think you just show up with a fucking cloak and you're like, all right, it's
a
all
mask,
good now, right?
Right? Go fuck some, you know, go participate in an orgy. Like, what's Tom Cruise in the... No. You don't even get to that party till you do a bunch of shit.
It's like pretending you're in with the cool kids, even
no,
if you're not
you,
really
dude,
in with everything.
You got to go through rituals. Yeah. They make you do shit to prove your fucking loyalty, to prove how far you'll go.
Yeah.
You don't just, like you say, jump right in. Yeah, man, I'm down.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You got to prove you're worthy. There's
no
a
shit.
Ritual, dude.
That's some crazy shit.
It is some crazy shit. And people think it's all fun and games.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun and games, you know? It's really not. I've seen it up close and personal. It's not fun and games.
No.
It is not. And they're no one to be fucked with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, we could talk shit about them on this little podcast and all that. They don't give a fuck about us.
Yeah.
We're not going to expose anything to any, you know what I mean? What are we going to do about them? So they don't care about us.
Yeah, that's what people have asked me before. Like, you're doing alternative media. Don't you worry about making yourself a topic or a target?
A target for what?
Yeah, like they're going to come after me personally.
We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're just talking. I don't have any fucking group of people behind me that I meet with every week, and we talk about guns and how we're going to fucking, you know, I don't have a...
Plotting there's, against anybody.
There's no militias running around here.
Yeah.
No, dude. I'm just trying to spread information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking out for myself and my family, basically, you know,
yeah.
when it comes down to survival and all that. You know, I have a game plan in place in case the shit hits the fan,
mm-hmm.
and I know where I'm headed.
Yeah,
but you know what? As far as I don't give a, you know what I mean. I'm not gonna start any militias.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about that. You know, it's that's another part of it. That I mean, it's there. You know what I mean? And there's always going to be the soldiers on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But I feel like we're part of the media.
Yeah,
and this is our job in this fight. I mean, we are part of the cause.
Yeah,
the fight. You
exactly.
know, if you want to call it the fight. You know what I mean? We are. We're trying to wake people up. But our role is as journalists
mm-hmm.
and as, you know, I guess you could say entertainers. But that's the role we've chosen, just like a journalist in any war. You know, he doesn't go over there with a gun strapped on his shoulder
yeah.
and shoots the enemy. He goes over there and reports on the war that's happening.
Right.
And that's what I feel like our role is, because literally I'm trained for that. I mean, I went to school for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so did you. So we're doing... We're performing our role, you know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
my chosen role, is to be a reporter, a journalist, to spread the word, to tell people, to let people know what is happening. You know, I've been down there protesting. I've been out there on the field before. And, you know what I mean? There's a lot of politics that go on.
Yeah.
A lot of dirty shit. You know, egos and all kinds of stuff. People don't realize that anything that happens in any political thing happens in the alternative movement, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the activist side.
Yeah.
On the activist level.
Yeah. Ain't as easy as everybody coming together for the same cause. Always,
no,
huh?
It is not. No. I find it on the cannabis. Now, I'm more of a cannabis activist than anything. You know, if that's the one, like I've always said, if there's one thing I will go out there and hit the streets for, it's cannabis legalization, because I really feel we're close with that.
Yeah.
And even that, in even that community, there's a lot of that ego backbiting bullshit.
Yeah.
Where people have their own agendas and, you know, look, I just want to get high, you know what I mean? and show people that getting high and that that cannabis is a medicine.
Yeah.
That can really help them.
Bottom line.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking for any fucking gratification out of it.
Yeah.
You know? But and you see it, though. You see it in the alternative media. You see it in anywhere. There is a lot of infighting and ego stuff that
oh,
goes
of course.
On. You know, I don't know. Everybody thinks they want to be some kind of star, alternative media star or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call it Canna Famous with the cannabis people.
Oh, Canna Famous.
Yeah, Canna Famous. I'm a famous cannabis person. Well, how are you fucking famous for what?
You know
what I mean? Same thing. Oh, I'm a famous in the alternative media. Famous for what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, Alex Jones, you're famous. Famous for what? You made some fucking money off some books and movies on the internet. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You talk a lot of shit. You're famous. I don't know. The only one I think is really famous is Jesse Ventura, because he really was.
Yeah.
He was fucking famous.
Well, yeah. Well,
he was a celebrity. He was a wrestler.
Famous before, you know, alternative media
yeah.
type of information.
Yeah, he's
and
famous.
Conspiracy shows and things like that.
He's got a level of fame that he can hang his hat on.
Mm-hmm. And then he used, and then that's the backdrop for
even
for
Russell Brand, as fake as he is.
Yeah.
He was already famous. He had a level of fame he could hang his hat on and then present the alternative media. These guys like Alex Jones and David Icke, they got famous.
Well, David
from
Icke
the alternative media. I was a sportscaster.
Yeah. But yeah, he did. Before he was playing huge sold out stadiums and everything. That was the alternative media.
Yeah.
Side of things. But anyway, speaking of him, are we ready to?
Yeah,
go
we can. We don't have
topic?
A ton of time left. Honestly, we've been almost taking this whole time on the alternative media. But yeah, the Illuminati. Okay. Talk about what you wanted to talk about.
I'm actually reading his book, The Biggest Secret, David Icke, and I've been doing a lot of research about reptilians. And it's a good segue into this one because we talk about everything we're talking about right now that is coming out in the mainstream. It's because it's crazy, but to a certain extent, I mean, obviously it's real, and to a certain extent, it's a little easier to digest than a lot of the things we can get into in the alternative media. And things like the world being a holographic universe, simulation, and reptilians, those are the topics that make people's eyes pop and go, you're completely nuts.
Right.
You know, so I've researched this, and I think that the bottom line is it comes down to, well, the first thing I would say is that I don't blame David Icke for this. You know, there have been people that have been talking about this for years. Yeah, so for people that say he invented this theory, that's clearly bullshit
research. I'll tell you about reptilians. You know, look in anything. Look at V, the series.
Yeah.
Look at how they've been depicting aliens for years. Mm-hmm. They're always reptiles.
Right.
Right? I mean, even Star Trek, the lizard reptiles.
Yeah.
There were reptile, you know, aliens. V, the series, which was very groundbreaking, both the old version and the new version. They're always reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
The serpent is a reptile reference in the Bible itself.
Yeah.
And it's mentioned many times, vipers, serpents. The reference to reptiles and them being aliens have been around for years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every show I've ever watched was reptile. A lot of them, aliens, other than the Green Men.
Yeah.
It's either reptiles or the Green Men.
I even watched a mainstream movie the other day that brought mention to the reptilians, but it was an alien movie that was centered around the Greys. But they even, it being a big Hollywood movie, discredited the reptilian theory. They went to an expert because Greys were fucking with a household, and they were saying, okay, well, there's different kinds of aliens. We have the Greys here, we have these kind of aliens, and then we have the reptilians, which I would almost disprove that theory. Let's move back towards the Greys. You know, but the bottom line is this is something that's really hard to discuss, and David Icke has been made like a complete ass of himself on TV for years because of this, and everyone thinks it's crazy, but the bottom line is it comes down to when we talk about these being interdimensional entities,
right?
This is where I think we lose people first and foremost, because it brings
understand what interdimensional is either.
Yeah, but right. we bring in sort of like a spiritual aspect, because you have people who are they're awake to an extent, and they know what's going on in the world. They're not happy with what's going on in the world, and they've done their research.
They're even open to ETs,
and are well-educated people. But what often comes along with being well-educated is being a big believer in the mainstream science and this world is all there is science. To go beyond this world, when we're talking about theories, everything we can talk about Monsanto's and Harp and the government, it's all this world. So it's easy to digest. The first thing is, if you don't even believe in an afterlife or other dimensions exist, therefore you can't even bring into discussion reptilians or anything that's beyond this world.
Right.
And that's where you lose a lot of people first and foremost. But that's not because it's a crazy theory in my mind. That's because it goes on beyond what people will accept because of what mainstream science has done to people. This world is all there is. In other words, feel limited.
Science is starting to open up to the fact that there are, I mean, they can't deny it anymore.
Yeah, in certain areas. But let me just ask you, because we actually don't talk about this that often. To what extent have you researched this, and what do you think about it? And does the reptilian theory clash with, because I know you're a big extraterrestrial dude, does it clash with your ideas and theories or what you've researched about other aliens?
No, it fits right in.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah. It fits right in. First of all, I don't believe that all extraterrestrials and aliens are reptilians.
No, they're not.
There are many human ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you look back in ancient texts, and I mean, this is where you really got
to... That's where the validity comes from. That's what people need to see themselves.
Right.
Yeah, that's how you know that where the reference point for this was.
Right. You look at the Hindu. That's where I see it mostly. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, yes, you do have it in the Christian and the Jewish, if you really read into it. You know, the whole story of creation, You know, and the serpent in the garden. There's your first reference to a reptilian right there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the serpent.
And wasn't that even like the first evil entity representation in the Bible?
Oh, the
evil. And it was something reptilian?
Oh, it was reptilian, yeah. Right? I mean, and you just look at the references all the time. Dude, they've been calling scumbags snake in the grass for years. You know, dirty people, lizards. Do you know what I mean? That's been a reference for years as somebody who's a scumbag or dirty or slimy, do you know what I mean? As a snake or as a lizard. Always giving him a reptilian type of name. And even the word draconian comes from lizard, dragons. You know what I mean? What do you think the dragons were in Chinese mythology? You had all these powers and everything.
Yeah.
Lizards, right? They're just giant lizards.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Hindus, you know what I mean? And they had all kinds of different entities that supposedly came in these ships from the sky. And they literally described them as giant ships, like boats.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a lizard entity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they weren't all lizards. Some of them were different.
Yeah.
So the validity of the reptilians being a extraterrestrial entity being accepted as, I think, in science fiction, pop culture, it is.
Yeah.
They're always depicting them as lizards. You know what I mean? Like on TV and in movies, a lot of the extraterrestrial alien, even you can look at the movie Alien in a way. Those are lizards. They're reptilian type of beings, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've always represented it as, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
there is a reason for that, and you have to look at that, you know. And there are websites out there called the Reptilian Agenda. I mean, they're saying that they're trying to take over and assimilate humanity into them.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Now, you know, I've heard different things. If they're reptilians, why can't we see them? Why don't they look different than us? Yeah. Why aren't they lizards? Why don't they have green skin? You know, even They Live, the movie They Live, they were reptilians.
That is the best representation, yeah.
Right. So there's got to be a way when they say the interdimensional is, how do they make themselves either not appear to us? There's the interdimensional part where they're, a lot of people say they're actually here, but you can't see them. They're all over the place.
I would pretty much either say they're invisible because of the it's beyond this world, or I would
or
just
they're
use,
shapeshift,
or I would just use They Live as the perfect example.
Right, they shapeshift. But yeah. The real thing is it just there's reptilian DNA here in humans, and depending on how much you have in your system makes you have the more reptilian qualities,
right?
Or is there a specific blood type that is associated with them? Now, I have heard that negative blood types, A negative, O negative, B negative, don't have the Rh factor, which means the rhesus monkey factor, which has told people that we're related to monkeys and the whole deal, the whole evolution thing. And they're different.
Yeah.
They're different. So I know I'm O positive. Mm-hmm. So I have it. You know what I mean? But they're saying that possibly people with negative blood, Rh negative blood, are of extraterrestrial origin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you look back at the story of the Bible, the serpent, basically what they say was he corrupted humanity by teaching them good and evil.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you look further into the Bible, there was the whole story of the fallen angels who came down during the time of Noah. Mm-hmm.
There were gods on the earth back in those days.
Right. And they gave us knowledge that we weren't supposed to have, forbidden knowledge.
Right.
So that's why when you see the medical symbol, it's the two snakes.
Exactly.
They're paying homage to the serpent because he gave us medical knowledge, it's supposedly.
Serpent worship everywhere.
Everywhere
that you look. So that's what I tell people when people ask me how I could possibly fathom this theory. Like, aren't you crazy at this point? Like, no, I'm completely sane-minded. When I look at this, it just raises a lot of questions. And how far you go with that, it's going to bring you to some seemingly crazy conclusions. But I would just tell people, everybody seems to forget we come into this world and we occupy our time with school and work, and we get so engrossed in society, and then we give ourselves this false security that we know what this world is about when we forget that we really don't know what it's about. And in a world where you don't know what your own existence about, you don't really know what death is, because naturally you really don't know what life is about, but then you know, you seem to have come up with an idea for what is sane-minded and what is crazy.
Right.
But the thing is I you know, people need to know that it's not something David Icke came up with. It's not something that was just is recent. It's something you go back to ancient text and you just you ask yourself, well, these people, it's like with anything else. Back in the day, when you see things in those ancient texts that resembles the modern world, you say, where did they get this? Where was their reference point? What did they see that made them do these drawings and everything? Right. And then people just come out with, oh, well, that's just like imagination.
Yeah, they're dumb. They didn't know what the hell they were going
like
on.
Just like imagination. No, where did they see something? Where's their reference point for something like that?
I'm a big believer. You know I'm in ETs.
Yeah.
Now, the interdimensional thing, I do understand about the other dimensions. Mm-hmm. There are more dimensions of consciousness to me. Like right here, we're on the third dimension.
Yeah.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Right here, this planet is three-dimensional.
Yeah.
There is a fourth dimension that is above it, which is more of a spiritual thing where consciousness lies.
Yeah.
All right? So, but the question is, how do you exist in that fourth dimension and be able to travel between the two? Do you know what I mean? Now, truthfully, I understand it, the concept of the fourth and the fifth dimension. But to me, they're more a level of consciousness. So in other words, the body always stays here.
Yeah.
But depending on, you know, whether you, you know, whatever you do, different states of consciousness you can get yourself into, whether it be meditating or drugs or sleep or whatever with, you know, tones, you can shift the brain waves to get to a different level of consciousness.
Yes. Yeah.
So I understand that. My understanding of the other dimensions were obviously that they were more consciousness than physical.
Yeah.
But being that I am a 3D being, and I don't know what a 4D being is, there could possibly be a way to shift between the two dimensions.
Yeah, and it's something that was usually the way I could usually put it is if you it goes along with what you believe in. If you do believe and you've done the research to that suggests that we live in a holographic world, if none of this is really solid because everything's made of atoms and atoms can't hold solidity, then shape shifting is something we say that like this table couldn't shift because it's solid. But if it isn't solid in the first place and that's illusionary, then
why can't a human body shift too?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You know, we tend to think, oh, well, maybe this microphone could shift because it's made of metal, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we could bend it. And maybe you could even put that through a transporter, you know, it could come back a mile away from here in the same. You know, that's to me, but to transport a human or any kind of biological living being to go between dimensions to me, with all the shit we have in us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that's kind of, you know, it boggles my mind a little bit. How do they do it?
Does that push it for you, the theory?
No, because I want to understand it.
Yeah.
Because I believe that we are under extraterrestrial control.
Yeah.
And to me, the ones that make the most sense of it are doing it are reptilian type of entities.
Yeah, because it seems like they're the closest to us, you know, in a way that people think when they think about evolution and everything, they immediately go to apes. They don't think about it.
We may stand on four legs, but we're not hairy. We're more like reptiles.
We're not the wolf men doing podcasts here, you know, and we haven't. People forget, what do they call that part of our brain? The reptilian part of the brain.
Yeah, they're right in the middle,
Reptilian brain.
Right. That is our instinct. So there is a validity to it. There really is. Yeah. And you're right. Depending on how you try to, you know, most of the people who are really deep into this really believe that they are controlling everything.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That story in the Bible about the serpent is actually genetic, you know, manipulation. And that actually the serpent or whoever the reptilian entity created a baby with Eve, right? Yeah. Cain. That is supposedly the offspring of, so if that is the offspring of a reptilian entity, half human, half reptilian, then its children are here.
Yeah, bottom line.
Right now, I could be, no, we're positive. But you know what I mean? We could be one. Right. And how do you tell?
Well, it's not something like people.
Somebody knows.
Yeah, no, of course, somebody knows.
I've always questioned the blood types, my friend.
Yeah.
No. Why do we always, why do we have different blood types?
Yeah. But what it seems to me is that people have always said to me just like with the criticism they would give Ike is that I'm doing things in alternative media now. I have a little buzz of my own going on the side, and people will say, "Yeah, that's great what you're talking about, but don't push the things like the holographic universe and the reptilians."
I don't either.
Yeah. Oh, really?
How often do we talk about it?
Yeah, no, that's why I say this was the first. It's something that you try to stay away from too. Or
I'll push stories about it.
Yeah,
but on the because I don't know how to explain it that well, although I believe it.
Yeah, but people tell you not to get into it because it'll fuck with your credibility. You know,
right.
That I say, it's just it just seems to me the folks that think, you know, this is the really crazy theory, this is where you really become a conspiracy crazy nut. It seems to me it's because it stems from a fact, like I said, there are people that don't believe in any spiritual part of this world. So there you go. There's a group of people who won't believe in this. And there's people that still believe that there are no such thing as extraterrestrials, that we are on one planet and a galaxy
But yet they'll believe in gods and angels and demons. And what the fuck do they think that is?
I've made that same point too. It's saying, you know, if you believe in anything beyond this world, I mean, isn't it all pretty much the same thing? You want to believe in reptiles. You want to believe in a god that's going to say you go to hell or heaven.
But you read your Bible and it says a serpent right in there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all tied.
But you won't believe in reptiles?
No.
Dumbass. Okay, well, your Bible just said it's the serpent.
Yeah.
That fucked you over.
Yeah, but even like Jesse Ventura, I don't know if you ever saw the episode of his show where he got in David Icke's face and they had a little confrontation and David Icke told him to fuck off. Well, again, you know, and I like Jesse Ventura too. It kind of sucked to see those two going at it because I really like both of them. But it was the same thing that he was pushing. It was saying, I don't believe in something unless I can see it. Show me it. And then when David Icke tried to go into detail, he would interrupt him again. No, I need to be able to see it. Just show me where to go to see one. So people obviously think, well, if I can't see a reptilian, obviously they don't exist, and people forget that we're in this tiny frequency where we can't see everything there is to exist.
Right.
We can't see everything blocked. That there is to exist in this world. But then when you explain that, and it was Jesse Ventura said it himself, he said, okay, so we're talking about something that's imaginary, right? Well, everything that you can't see obviously has to be imaginary. You know, that's the reason that people get such shit for discussing this one. But it's like I said, once I did my research and I went back to the ancient world, I looked at all this, I saw where the validity is. And I don't know, people push the theory to extremes. I don't know if you believe that, you know, there a lot of our leaders are this and things like that. I'm not sure.
I do. I do believe, you know what I believe they are? Psychopaths and sociopaths.
Yeah.
Because I think what makes humans different is the emotional and the empathy that we have for each other and the bind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sociopaths and psychopaths, probably not having that conscience and that empathy, are them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're different.
Because empathy would destroy this system.
Right.
You can't blow up buildings and have empathy.
You can't have empathy or sympathy. So I think really if you're looking for like the offspring of the serpent or whatever and who they really are, it's mm-hmm. psychopaths and sociopaths. And there is a way to tell. Physically, there's a gene deficiency or something like that.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I think if you really want to look at who's the reptilians on this world, it would be looking at the psychopaths and sociopaths.
Right.
You know, and really have politicians diagnosed for that shit. Because you're going to find, you know what they say the number percentage is?
What?
1%. Of sociopaths and psychopaths.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so I mean,
that adds
you
up.
Know, that really is, to me, if you really want to boil it down, sociopaths, psychopaths, they're the fucking reptilians. They have no empathy. They're not human. They're not like us.
Right.
Okay. You know, and there's a lot of them around. I mean, I'm sure you've met some,
mm-hmm.
and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who just seem to be able to do things and have no fucking conscience.
Well,
about
and then again, like the argument with that is like even Bill Maher said, he said, well, with this theory is like, aren't human beings corrupt and have enough of a lack of empathy that they would want to do these things on their own without any other interdimensional entity like putting this on us? You know, aren't human beings fucked enough? Which I get.
But how did they get fucked?
Exactly. That's what it is. We all know that if you've done your research, there was this point in time of total enlightenment and we were like one with the earth. We were one with each other.
Something happened.
What?
You can even tell the difference in the old religions.
Yeah.
When did it change? Right at the Hindus, when the gods. If you look at ancient Taoism, which is like the first written religion, nothing to do with gods. It was all about how to live, 85 lessons.
Right.
About dark and light, you know what I mean? The whole deal. Mm-hmm. Nothing about gods or any extraterrestrial beings and praying to me and worship to me and all this shit. Even Buddha. Buddha didn't talk much about God. It was about divinity and enlightenment.
Yeah.
And just how to live an enlightened life.
Yeah.
And if you do these things and live this way, you will achieve enlightenment. Then, somewhere, Hindus.
Mm-hmm.
Even before them, though, I believe where it started was you look at that story in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the serpent, whatever. Whatever the fuck that was. You know, they don't really describe it very well. I would love to see a real good description of it with some pictures, but
yeah. Yeah, but otherwise
you I don't know.
Yeah, you take other dimensions, you take other entities out of the picture here, and what are we saying? That like at one point we went from this fantastic era of consciousness and enlightenment and good energy and everything, and then humans turned against each other.
Yeah, it's you look at ancient Babylon, you know, it goes back to Mesopotamia. It's when society started. Who introduced, and you know, it's real obvious.
Yeah.
They came down, gave ancient knowledge to the humans who didn't have it, who were dumb, living on the earth, just fucking merrily along.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, here we go, right?
Yeah.
Society, building, math, everything that it needs to language,
mm-hmm.
everything that it needs to build a society. So who fucked us?
Yeah.
What has fucked us? Society, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones who introduce society to us.
Yeah.
That's if you want to look at the reptilians and what they did. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
This knowledge that they brought us is what brought us society. Now, some people think it's the greatest fucking thing in the world. And this is where you get the Masons and the people who are Luciferian.
Mm-hmm.
They think society in this world we live in is the greatest fucking thing. Look what we've done.
Yeah.
We built this magnificent cities and this, that. And that's that ET mentality, too. Believe me.
Yeah.
But some of us realize that this is not the way it should be. We've just destroyed this planet by building shit on top of it.
Yeah.
But this isn't the first time this has happened. This world has been created and destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
How many ancient civilizations are underneath the ground?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're just going to be another one of them.
Yeah, and I think even in my research, I believe I came across something that said about how the connection we have with reptilians and part of the reptilian brain is an obsession with ritual. And
yes.
Look what we fucking have today.
All over the place.
You know, and always, and it's something that comes as like it's like second nature, but you know, look what we have in common there.
Yeah, right, ritual.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if people really, really, really read back.
You got to do a lot of research.
You got to do a lot of research.
Don't just look at an article. Don't listen to 5 minutes of David Icke. Don't listen to 5 minutes of this.
Years.
Yeah.
I've always believed in ETs. Believe me, since I was a kid. I've always been a sci-fi kind of guy. That's been my thing. But it's really, really took me years to really look into ETs and how many different star systems really are there that could have life.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the Pleiades, there's the dog star, you know, Sirius. There's all kinds of different legends or stories out there of different ETs and where they're from.
Right.
You know what I mean? And apparently the reptilians are like the negative type of ETs. They're like run an empire,
mm-hmm.
which is what do you look at this earth? As above, so below.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They run an empire.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't have all the answers with the ETs, and the reptilians in particular.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, the grays are like work for the reptilians.
Yeah.
And they're like half, they're like fake.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little robots, actually. They're not actually, you know, beings. And even the angels themselves are not, you know, I mean, they're like robots too.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, I really don't know how this all plays out, but I do think we're going to find out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think the whole Antichrist thing and all that is all got to do with the ETs and the reptilians.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get in too deep to my theories about it as far as what religions and type of people are reptilian in nature. But I will say that I've looked in the Bible and I've seen depictions of Moses with horns.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say. So I don't know who really the reptilians are, but there is a certain group of religious people that are waiting for their savior because they didn't believe that he came the first time.
Yeah.
And I believe that savior is the Antichrist.
Right.
Because that's the savior they're waiting for.
Yeah.
So you know who those people are. You know where they live. You know what country is the hub and the center of all the issues in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to look at reptilians and you want to look at where their base is, look at that six-pointed star. Now, I'm going to end with that, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next week, all right? Red Pill Live, truthtoscary.com. Check us out. That's it for today. Thank you very much.
All right, everybody.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.